You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Trying to get enough vitamin D. So he says be smart enough about your sun exposure. If you're just going out for a few minutes, you can do it without sunscreen. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And your weather forecast for today in the Hunterdon County area begins with sunny skies and a high near 89. Westerly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 65 and southwesterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday, we have mostly sunny skies and a high near 87. Light westerly winds increasing to 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday evening, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Partly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Westerly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 88. Light westerly winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 67. And start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 89. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every morning on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host for the show every Friday morning. And glad to be here on this nice sunny day. I don't think the humidity is as bad as it has been, but it is a beautiful morning. And we're going to talk about our seniors today. Hunterdon Helpline, of course, has its Seniors and Disability Services Division. And we provide free programs and services to seniors and persons with disabilities so that they may, what's known nationally and internationally as aging in place. And what that means is that they can stay in their familiar surroundings without moving to a facility and get the care that they need, but also remain independent. And we all know this is what we want to do. Everybody wants to stay in their familiar surroundings, or even if we do have to downsize, stay in an independent living situation where, you know, it's our living room, it's our bedroom, it's our little keepsakes around the room, and so forth, and accessibility to our friends and neighbors and family, of course. Well, our programs, starting with telephone reassurance, really help the senior to do this, and it's free of charge for the senior. Telephone reassurance allows a senior to stay in their home as I said, to age in place, but also permits the caregiver the freedom of mind, the peace of mind, to be able to go to work, to run errands, and especially for the sandwich generation, to give it both ends of the spectrum. In other words, take care of their kids, get them to the soccer games, etc., while also taking care of mom and dad or aunt and uncle or even grandparents. Given the longevity of seniors today, you know, we are taking care of our grandparents well into our own adulthood. So telephone reassurance has callers who call the seniors every day. It could be once a day. It could be just a friendly chat. It could be several times a day for a medication reminder. It could be that we are checking up to make sure that their lifeline pendant is working. We may stay on the phone while they take the medication, or we may just find out that they have already and everything is okay. This program, you know, it's just amazing. Every time I talk about it, I don't think we convey truly what this means to our seniors and how many times we have literally saved a life because we have called them and have been able to discern that something is wrong. We've had clients who are in the middle of a stroke, a heart attack, who have fallen and have been lying for an hour on the floor, unable to get up, and we've been able to get assistance over there immediately. Even when something's just a little wrong or someone's not feeling well, we have a list of first responders who may be a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, who can go over and check on them. If we cannot get them or the first responder for an hour, then we are going to send over the police and do what we call a wellness check to make sure that they are in fact okay and just, you know, may have dozed off, not heard the phone, may have been in the backyard, planting, you know, what have you. So it is very important that we have that list that we can turn to. And because of the longevity of seniors today, many of them do not have a loved one, do not have a friend, because someone well into their 90s, and we have many clients who are in their 90s. In fact, the majority of our clients are between 80 and 90 years of age, may have already lost their friends and even their loved ones, even a child. So it's very important that somebody check in on them, understanding their need for independence, understanding their need to thrive in their own environment. But somebody still needs to check in on them. So again, it helps them. It helps the caregiver go about the caregiver's daily day, gives them a little respite, enables them to go to work or run their errands. And it also assists the medical care providers, the doctors who prescribe medication but don't know if the senior is actually taking the medication, the physical therapist who provides the senior with homework at home. We can say to the senior, have you done your exercises today? Please remember to do them. Just a form of encouragement to get up, to have a meal, to remember to have that meal. Even with many of our clients receiving Meals on Wheels, oftentimes they're very grateful for the meal, but the meal is not being consumed. We have to remind them, please get up out of that easy chair, turn the TV off for a moment, get your meal, sit in front of the TV and watch the program, but please the meal. And also during the summertime, what's also very important, just simply reminding people to drink. And that goes for all age groups. Drink is the most important thing, particularly in this humidity and the heat. We don't want to become dehydrated. So that's telephone reassurance. And how do you sign up for that? Well, it's a helpline program, so all you have to do is call helpline at 908-782-4357. If you just grab the pencil and paper, it's 908-782-4357. and we will set you up or your loved ones, and we'll ask some questions. Obviously, we're going to want to know if there are some people that we could call in case of an emergency, but we'll also find out a little bit about you. What are your likes, your dislikes, anything that we need to know, what's your medical condition, your health, etc. So we can discern when we are talking to you that perhaps your behavior on the phone might be a little bit off, and then we have to delve a little bit deeper. So just to sign up, register for our program, you just have to give a call, and our community resource specialist answering the phone will take that information. A senior can be referred to by their loved one, a social worker, a care provider, really anyone. We get calls all the time from the hospital. We get calls from the Department of Social Services. And again, it's a wonderful program that says, yes, you can stay at home. But we just need to check in every once in a while and make sure all is well. Our friendly visitor program, another great program, provides volunteer visitors to our seniors. They meet generally once a week in the home. The volunteers do have to undergo a background check. And this is a social visit. Many of our clients, and I don't think people realize this, but many of our clients are homebound. They don't get a social visit. As I said before, sometimes our clients who are in their 90s have already lost friends and family, and they truly are alone. To be able to have a phone call, somebody checking in on them, means the world. To have someone visit them once a week, to play cards, to chat, just to show that somebody knows they're there, that cares about them, is very, very important. And our friendly visitors really only have to give that social visit. One of the nice things about being a volunteer with Hunterdon Helpline is that you already have a social service agency behind you. So if the friendly visitor goes into the home and ascertains that something is amiss, wrong, what have you, they can just give a call to Helpline and we will take care of the rest and find the appropriate people who can assist the client. I started out, I've said this before on the air, with Helpline as a volunteer years ago, and the first volunteer position that I had was a friendly visitor position, and I cannot tell you what it meant to me. And even my kids, when they were in school and came home and visited my friend with me, it just meant the world. It was an incredible, rewarding experience. Sometimes I wondered if it was more for me than for my friend, but I do know she appreciated it right up until she passed away 2 years ago. Well, and that's how long I must have visited her, for over 5 years. So very, very moving, rewarding volunteer position if you're interested in volunteering. I'm going to get back to you with some more programs and also how you can volunteer right after this break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal biz environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I've been talking about Hunterdon Helplines, various programs for seniors and persons with disabilities this morning, because we have a huge fundraiser coming up. It's called Power on Seniors, and it's a wonderful way to have some fun, and it's also a wonderful way to support the seniors in our community. A vast population. It's growing, believe me. We're all becoming part of it. So I talked about telephone reassurance. That's one of the programs that we're going to be supporting with our Power on Seniors event. I started to talk about the Friendly Visitor Program, where someone comes to a senior's home once a week for about an hour or so and just has a good time with them, watches a TV show, reads the newspaper, talks about World War II, you know, whatever. We try to match our volunteers with our clients according to not just geography and scheduling, but also their likes and dislikes, so that they do have a rapport right from the beginning. And I think that's important. I think that when I'm ready for a friendly visitor, I'm going to want another equestrian to come and talk to me so we can reminisce about horses we have known and great rides and wonderful shows that we brought home the blue ribbon. I mean, I just think that that would be awesome. So really, we try to make that very important match because, you know, we want it to be a friendship. That's why it's called Friendly Visitor. And I know, as I said before the break, having been a Friendly Visitor volunteer, that you do become fast friends. So very, very important. With that, the friendly visitors can also take on the role as volunteer shopper, and that's another program that we have. It's either a standalone volunteer opportunity, or the friendly visitor themselves can do it. The volunteer shopper is really exactly what it sounds like. We have many homebound seniors, and they cannot get out to go shopping, or they have to wait on transportation, somebody to come and assist them. So what the volunteer shopper does is very simple. Gets the grocery list and goes shopping and brings it right back and stocks up that pantry and fridge. So this is an important volunteer position. As I said earlier, with telephone reassurance, we are constantly reminding our clients to just have a meal. Have a meal. Oftentimes they end up, it's easier for them to just stay put in the house in their favorite chair, watch TV, and they do forget. And even if they have something, is it more than just crackers or a piece of bread? Even when Meals on Wheels is delivered, which is a fabulous meal, are they remembering to take it? Getting our seniors to eat and eat nutritionally is important. So being a volunteer shopper is also a very important program that we have taken over from the Department of Social Services, and we need volunteers for. So those three programs, again, huge. Volunteer shopper, telephone reassurance, and friendly visitor. For the most part, our clients are 60 years of age and older. However, we do have clients who are homebound because of a disability, adult clients, and they do benefit from the service as well. So how do you become a volunteer? Same way you register for one of these programs as a client. Simply call Hunterdon Helpline at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. 1-800-357-7. You can also email us at info@helplinehc.org. That's info@helplinehc.org. If you're looking to volunteer, go straight to volunteer programs, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Volunteer programs at helplinehc.org. Or I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm going to give you another way so that there's absolutely no inconvenient way to do this. Go to our website at www.helplinehc.org. And if you go through the menu, the drop-down menus, you will find a tab about our programs and also a form that you can fill out to volunteer. Very easy. You can do it at your desk when you're taking a little snack break, and fill out the application right there at www.helplinehc.org and say what you're interested in, and we will get back to you and hopefully connect you with a volunteer opportunity that you will find to be truly one of the most rewarding things that you have ever done. Again, we match our clients and our volunteers according to geography. So if you're in Lambertville, we will try to match you with somebody in Lambertville. And also scheduling. If the senior is available at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, then we're going to match them with a volunteer who is also available 3 o'clock Wednesday. And it doesn't matter if 1 week you may be going out of town. It's summertime. You may be taking a vacation. That's understandable. We do want your commitment that, you know, mostly you will be attending to the position and visiting or calling. We do have the telephone reassurance opportunities in the office for you to call. You would be calling under the supervision of our staff. So there's a lot of opportunities for you to help this growing population. And if you did not know, I'm going to give you some stats here. 14.8% of Hunterdon County's population are seniors. And that number is growing. Growing. In fact, when we say 14.8%, that's 65 and older. If we include the 60 and above, it's more like 19%. The state right now has a population that is expected to go all the way to 25% by 2030. That's a lot of seniors, and that's all because of us baby boomers. We have truly increased this population. And not only have we increased it, but we are living longer. As I said to you before, a big portion of the population that is growing are between 80 and 90 years of age. And that's wonderful, but that also brings with it some more challenges, more health challenges, more physical challenges. So really, our community has to start recognizing that the graying of America is happening right here in Hunterdon County. There is a graying of Hunterdon County going on right in front of us. In fact, the Freeholders commissioned a comprehensive economic development strategies report. That report is published. It's at, I believe it's HunterdonCEDS.org, HunterdonCountySEDS.org. Not quite sure, but go ahead and Google it. You'll find it. Nobody has to have the exact URL anymore with Google. And they, too, said that one of the fastest growing populations in Hunterdon County are seniors. So we have to be aware of that. And with that, again, with people who have retired, who are living on a fixed income, they are facing not just mental and physical challenges, but also financial challenges. It costs $65,000 a year, that's basic average, to live in an assisted facility. Average. To have an aide come to your house is a minimum of $15 an hour. A minimum of $15 an hour. And that's not a certified nursing assistant. That's not home health care. you know, nursing, what have you. That's just someone who has taken the job to come and sit, perhaps do a little dusting, reorganize the fridge, help the person have their meal, etc. That's a lot of money to assist somebody to age in place. Our programs at Helpline are free to the client. I'm going to say that again. They're free thanks to our volunteers and thanks to our donors, our grantors, and all the people who participate in all of our fundraisers. We can put on these programs that are free to the clients. And I have to say that 100 and Helpline First Assist is your call for help, your first call for help for 46 years. That means that our clients are challenged, okay? Nobody's calling us to find out where the local caddy dealer is, although we have had that, I have to say. These are people who are at risk for challenges, whether they be health, physical, economic, you name it. Problems with children, issues that they're facing because of their senior loved ones. 24/7, 365 days out of the year. 100 and Helpline's First Assist helps you. So what does that mean? We put on fundraisers. We just got done with Salsa Night, and now we're putting on Power On Seniors. This is so important to help a senior receive the kind of additional care that they need to age in place in their familiar surroundings at home. Just think about it again. $65,000 basic a year to live in an assisted living. Just to have someone come over to your home, to pay them to sit there hour by hour, is $15 an hour. Our friendly visitor program provides someone to come over socially, help them open up the Meals on Wheels meal, gives them the incentive to eat by being there, and that's free. Our telephone reassurance program, which can be one phone call a day or several phone calls a day, anything from a social chat to a reminder to take medication or to stay on the line while they do take their medication. That is free. Our volunteer shopper to bring much needed groceries into the house. The senior does pay for the groceries. The volunteer shopper is free. So how can you help? You can help by staying on the line or listening to this radio show when I come back after these brief messages.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A drone is being used in the search for a San Francisco teacher missing in the El Dorado National Forest.
The advantage is it's able to stay up in the air for so long. A traditional helicopter, you will have to refuel after a couple hours, whereas this can stay up there for 6-7 hours and can cover a much broader area than a helicopter typically can.
National Guard Chaplain Will Martin says the drone sent up on Wednesday was able to provide detailed aerial pictures and instantly relay them to the ground crews. There's still no sign yet of Edward Kavanaugh, who was last seen 2 weeks ago riding his motorcycle on a trail through El Dorado County. Zimbabwe is beginning extradition proceedings to bring an American dentist to the African nation to stand trial. Dr. Walter Palmer is the Minnesota man who killed a protected lion known as Cecil earlier this month. Palmer reportedly paid $50,000 for the guided hunt, but Zimbabwe officials say the lion was lured out of a national park so Palmer could shoot it. A former University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murder is free on bond. Ray Tenzing was able to post 10% of his $1 million bail in order to be released yesterday evening. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop Proper. ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County, sunny skies today and a high near 89 degrees, westerly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 65, southwesterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. On Saturday mostly sunny skies, a high near 87 and light westerly winds increasing from 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 63 and westerly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 88, light westerly winds increasing between 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. On Sunday night, we have partly cloudy skies and a low around 67. Monday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 89, and then the clouds will come in for the evening and the temperatures will go to about 68 degrees. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday, 10 to 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and I have been talking to you about our seniors, the growing population here in Hunterdon County, which means the growing need for programs and services, which Hunterdon Helpline provides free of charge for its clients. We've talked about the telephone reassurance program. We've talked about the friendly visitor program. We've talked about the volunteer shopper program. We're also about to launch the second edition of Choices for Seniors directory, and what that is a comprehensive directory from Hunterdon County, Mercer, Somerset, and Warren, listing nonprofits and government agencies, but also having the advertisements of companies in those areas that have very specific elder care program services and products. And you can find Choices for Seniors by calling our office, but also online, and that is choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. If you go there, you will be faced with the actual directory that whose pages you can flip page to page, or you can just click on the table of contents and go directly there to whatever topic that you're interested in. You'll also see the various articles right on the home page that are also in the publication as well. You can translate it in mostly any language, and you can find the links to the various businesses that provide those programs and services simply by clicking on their website information. So all of that is what's provided by Hunterdon Helpline's Seniors and Disability Services Division. And I have been talking about, one, how to register as a client, two, how to register as a volunteer. As a volunteer, you can go straight away to the website and do it off of the website at www.helplinehc.org. Or along with the clients or the caregivers who wish to refer their clients or family members who wish to refer their loved ones, just give us a call at 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. But how can you support us otherwise? Because these programs and services are free, even the published Choices for Seniors directory, we need people to give us grants. donors and people to participate in our fundraisers. And we are holding a fundraiser on August 15th at 12:30 p.m. at HealthQuest on their indoor air-conditioned track. So before you say, oh my gosh, I'm not going to race in the summertime, these are non-impact races in the cool comfort of HealthQuest. It is called Power on Seniors, meaning let's empower seniors. Let's get them going. You don't, they don't have to be ambulatory. They don't have to be able to walk or run or what have you. And neither do you in order to participate in Power on Seniors. This is a day of non-impact races. We're going to have power walking races. We're going to have walker walking races. We're going to have wheelchairs, non-motorized, and also scooters. Motorized scooters and motorized wheelchairs. Okay? There'll be prizes for each race. There'll be prizes for the most donations raised. And the proceeds, needless to say, will go to help Hunterdon Helplines Seniors and Disability Services Division, which operates the free programs and services we provide the growing senior population here in Hunterdon County. Also, as part of it, is a little mini expo of all the senior or elder care vendors out there, whether they be the nonprofit providers or they are for-profit businesses that have elder care program services or products. It's an opportunity for seniors and caregivers alike, or people who are going to be, and we all are going to be one and or the other eventually, information about what kind of opportunities there are for seniors in our community to assist them with aging in place or to assist them making the transition to another living environment. It's going to be great. It's sponsored by HealthQuest and Hunterdon Care Center and Rolling Hills Care Center, and a variety of vendors are jumping on board. The rates are very inexpensive for a business for the nonprofit. So there's a special nonprofit rate and the business rate. And the other thing that we would like you to do is participate in the races. And we have organized this so it's very similar to the March of Dimes or the MS walks and races, where you walk and you encourage your friends and families to donate on your behalf. And like I said, there will be prizes for the individual and the team that brings in the most funds. So we want this to be competitive. We want you to have a hoot because I think it's going to be so much fun. And you can simply participate. The racing fees are $20. If you're not a senior, $15. If you are, children can race, adults can race, seniors can race, everybody can race. So please consider doing this. You can get your racing form online at www.helplinehc.org/power-on-seniors/. What is that? www.helplinehc.org/power-on-seniors/. And register. And tell your friends and family to donate. And they can donate just by going online at the Helpline website. Again, helplinehc.org. And there's a box there that they can make a comment in. Tell them that they need to designate their donation for a particular racer. So that increases your chances of winning the prize for the most donations raised. Again, non-impact. I doubt you'll break a sweat, okay? in an air-conditioned environment on the track at HealthQuest, and a shout-out to HealthQuest for being our sponsoring venue. Very easy, power walking. That's the first race. Walking with a walker. Second race, we'll have some walkers on hand if you want to register for more than one race and you don't have a walker. A non-motorized wheelchair, and then the motorized wheelchair and scooter. So, are you ready? On your mark, get set, register now. www.helplinehc.org. You will really have a good time. Seriously, a great time. Good information is going to be available, and all for the good cause of our free programs and services for our seniors in the community. As I mentioned before, if you didn't hear the stats before, it's costly to be a senior. It's even more costly to have a mental or physical challenge on top of just the normal aches and pains that come with being a senior, the normal limitations. This is a group of people who are often isolated and marginalized because they can't get out of their house. They have limited transportation. They have limited assistance from family and friends. As I said, one of the largest growing populations of the population is between 80 and 90 years of age. And while we are very grateful that our children know our parents, know their grandparents, again, living longer is wonderful on one hand, but it also has some cons as well. And our programs at 100 and Helpline help with those challenges. And somebody asked me the other day, well, I guess my mom's not going to be hearing from your telephone reassurance program anymore because she does have to go into an assisted living facility now. Well, that's not the case. We follow our clients whether they're in the hospital or they have relocated or they are going into an assisted living facility. The continuity is important. We've made friends. They've made friends with us. And they rely on us. So why change that? So we do make those calls regardless of whether they're in the home or in a facility. And it's just very important. You know, it's not a program that's sterile or just black and white. These are people that we know very well. They know us very well. They know us by name in the office. And we definitely have a very positive impact on their lives. Got to take a short break, but I will be back shortly thereafter and remind you how you can support 100 and Helpline and its Division of Seniors and Disability Services.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of Hands Across Hunterdon every Friday. And we have been talking about Hunterdon Helpline's Division of Seniors and Disability Services. Just so you know, Hunterdon Helpline has been doing this for over four decades. And we are your first call for help. And we help a variety of different communities within our community, whether it's the seniors, whether it's the Latino community, whether it's the homelessness or homeless community, people who are in need of mental and physical assistance, parents and children. And I cannot emphasize that enough. We started out as an adolescent hotline years ago and evolved into helping everyone as your first call for help 24/7, 365 days out of the year. What we really are in the county is this umbrella social service agency that helps those callers find the holistic solution to all of their challenges. And that might mean that we link them with another agency that is equipped to address their very specific problem, or three or four different agencies. I often say somebody calling to get assistance to pay their bills are not just in need of paying their bills, they might need better employment. So that's another opportunity to afford them. All of these different challenges that we face every single day as people who are struggling through life, whether it's a good day, a bad day, or what have you, some of these issues affect all of us at one time or another, or at least our loved ones. And so Hunterdon Helpline, 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630 is and always has been your first call for help. Our First Assist program is here for you 24/7. We are social services hotline for Somerset and Hunterdon after hours, as well as the answering agency for the Link when they close their dispatcher center. And so we are here for a variety of different needs. Our Seniors and Disability Services Division is in need now of your help. We cannot do this alone. We cannot continue to provide free programs and services to any of our different demographic groups that call every day. We get about 24,000 calls a year. We need your help to participate, to help us provide these three free programs and services. And in this particular instance, with Power on Seniors, August 15th, 12:30 at HealthQuest, which is on Route 31 in Flemington. Not about the speed, but it is all about support for seniors. Power on Seniors is a day of non-impact races the whole family can participate in. And the funds that are raised whether they be through the racing fees, through the vendors who will participate and be on hand to offer their materials and their information about their elder care services, products, or services, or the sponsorships helping us promote this. And that's HealthQuest, that's Rolling Hills Care Center, and Hunterdon Care Center. All of this helps us continue to provide those free programs and services to a population that is growing here in Hunterdon and that is going to need even more services. How can you help? Well, if you're a business that's listening and you do have an elder care program, service, or product, be a vendor. Call us up, get your application to be a vendor. You could also go online at www.helplinehc.org/power-on-seniors/ or call us at 908-782-4357. Be a vendor. Share with the seniors, the racers, the community, what your business offers in terms of elder care. Be a racer. $20 a race gets you a lovely afternoon in an air-conditioned environment to have some fun with your friends and your family and also participate in something that helps a worthy cause, helps the seniors in our community. $15 if you're 60 years of age and older. And again, I said non-impact. So we can have kids, we can have adults, we've got power walking, walking with a walker, motorized wheelchair, and scooter. We want you to show our seniors that you care, that you value the programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline and know how important they are to this growing population that's often isolated and marginalized. And again, if you're a business, a great opportunity to showcase what you do for this population. Now, we're getting a lot of vendors calling in. I would say get on the phone now, get your application in because it's growing. You want a good spot on that track, you're going to have to call in immediately. So 908-735-4357 to either get your vendor application, and we'll still take sponsorships as well, vendor application or your racing entry form. And again, it's going to be a lot of fun. I just keep calling it a hoot because I just can't wait. Saturday, August 15th, Power On Seniors, fun for the whole family, 12:30 p.m. It starts at HealthQuest in their indoor track, I should say on their indoor track, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're not on vacation and you're looking for something to do that Saturday afternoon with your family, that not only is a little bit different, but also shows your kids, you know what? Giving back to the community is important. You know what? One day you're going to be a senior. You're going to want to stay in your apartment or in your home. You may need telephone reassurance so that you're independent and able to age in place. I think this is a great message for the kids, and I think it's a great opportunity for the community to rally around our seniors, learn more about the challenges that they face, and also participate in something that will continue programs and services that are so important to their health, both physically and mentally. You know, there are research articles that prove that socialization for seniors either maintains or improves their health, physically and mentally. We are, I like to say, herd animals. That means we rely on other people. We cannot sit in our homes and not see other people. So the programs of Hunterdon Helpline enable seniors to not only get support services, but also improves their health. And our telephone reassurance, even just the chat, having somebody call them, having somebody tell them that they are connected to a community that somebody cares about them is huge, even if we don't give them a medication reminder. Having a friendly visitor come to their home and play cards or dominoes or go through a magazine or share photographs. This is huge for somebody who does not have a visitor the rest of the week. So help 100 Helpline. Call 908-782-4357. Ask how you can participate, empower on seniors, and really do something that's worthwhile, not just for the senior, but for yourself on Saturday, August 15th at HealthQuest. Again, this has been a wonderful opportunity for me to talk about Hunterdon Helpline. Hands Across Hunterdon was created so that we can talk about the various opportunities there are for everyone to pitch in and give a helping hand. Don't forget givehunterdon.org. That's a listing of other nonprofits in our area that also need your support. I'll be back next Friday. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A drone is being used in the search for a San Francisco teacher missing in the El Dorado National Forest.
The advantage is it's able to stay up in the air for so long. A traditional helicopter, you will have to refuel after a couple hours, whereas this can stay up there for 6-7 hours and can cover a much broader area than a helicopter typically can.
National Guard Chaplain Will Martin says the drone sent up on Wednesday was able to provide detailed aerial pictures and instantly relay them to the ground crews. There's still no sign yet of Edward Kavanaugh, who was last seen 2 weeks ago riding his motorcycle on a trail through El Dorado County. Zimbabwe is beginning extradition proceedings to bring an American dentist to the African nation to stand trial. Dr. Walter Palmer is the Minnesota man who killed a protected lion known as Cecil earlier this month. Palmer reportedly paid $50,000 for the guided hunt, but Zimbabwe officials say the lion was lured out of a national park so Palmer could shoot it. A former University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murder is free on bond. Ray Tenzing was able to post 10% of his $1 million bail in order to be released yesterday evening. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount, and you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the best chance of winning is running as a Republican.
If I'm treated with respect, which I should be, and if I like the person running, I'm not running as an independent. I want to run as a Republican. I think everyone knows that. I think the RNC knows that. And that's what I'm looking to do.
Trump tells ABC's Good Morning America he has respect for many of the candidates but wouldn't mention any names. Trump was center stage for last night's Fox News primetime debate from Cleveland. People in Troy, Alabama.